There are two men sitting in the park when a beautiful woman jogs by, and the one man remarks, "Man, she's a fox." And the woman stops in her tracks, turns to the two men, and says, "I can't believe in today's world you would be so ignorant to refer to a woman as an animal. You both are complete male chauvinist pigs." And yeah, hypocrisy is alive today, especially with men and women, and that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, thanks for checking in. Hey, this series has got people talking, chirping, chatting, emailing, texting. Keep them coming. I will get back to you. Maybe not within the first 24 hours. Might take a couple days, but I love the chatter, and I will get back to you. Some of you are asking for prayer, some for advice, some just have some questions. Keep sending it in. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. As always, you could take this series over the next 8 to 9 podcasts and throw me under the bus, especially if you're a woman. But listen to my heart and listen to all of the podcasts and wait for the final last podcast on this topic before you judge me. And again, we're talking about the 5 things a godly woman does for her husband. Respect, love, honor, serve. The last one's coming up now. And we're going to cover then after that, what's the problem if a woman can't do this, and a man's responsibility to make it easier. So today, in fact, might be the hardest one for all women to swallow. This pill is big, bad tasting, it might make you choke, or it just might save your marriage. But as hard as it is for many women to talk about submission, I have found the ones who bristle the most are typically the ones who expect exactly the opposite in their marriages. I would never submit to my husband. But then they want the husband to do what they want all the time. That's submission, right? So we both need to park our attitudes and preconceived mindsets at the front desk as we take a real hard look at this. When we study scriptures, Ephesians 5, 22 through 33, Chapter 6, 1 through 4, chapter 6, 5 through 9, Paul has these household codes where he addresses those who are under authority, slaves, wives, children, and then he addresses those who are over them in those authority. And wives are commanded to submit to their husbands. But the word there means wives should submit to their own husbands, not wives or women should submit to men. Very clear. Ladies, if you've got a boss who says, "Well, you're a Christian and you're supposed to submit to me," say, "No, I'm a Christian and I'm supposed to submit to my husband, not to men in general." But it also indicates that a wife is not expected to submit to everyone's husband, just her own husband. Very important, because believe it or not, there are cults out there who would use this against you, but I digress. Anyway, this emphasizes the voluntary nature of submission. What I mean is, Paul says that a wife is to submit willingly to her husband. Nowhere does it say that the husband can demand submission, can command submission, can declare submission from their wives. And partly because they shouldn't need to. The wife should want to submit. And Paul offers a comparison. He offers the why, and that is because you're submitting as to the Lord, which, again, is the motivation for a woman to submit to her husband. When a woman voluntarily submits to her husband, she's also submitting to the Lord, meaning she's becoming more like him. She's serving him. So there's this phrase, it says, submit to the Lord in everything. And what that means, it's not an absolute phrase in the Greek. It means that a wife should submit to her husband in matters that are, or that she should not have to submit to her husband in matters that are sinful, harmful, or go against God's commands. I've had women say, "Well, I have to be submissive to my husband, and he said we had to watch porn because it'll be good for our marriage." No, you do not have to submit to your husband for that, nor do you have to submit to him over anything that is contrary to God's word. This is just speaking in the context of a man or a husband who loves his wife and submits to God. And these words are not conditioned on the husband's love for his wife. So we have two thoughts here. the man, the husband, he who loves his wife and submits to God, that's the wife, or that's the husband the wife should submit to. And these are not yet conditioned that the husband loves his wife. Now, there may be exceptions. The focus of the passage and its importance of the wife's willing submission to leadership of her husband, even if her husband is an unbeliever. So, Garth, you're talking fast. You're saying a lot. What are you saying? Okay, wives, you're called to submit to your husband as an act of worship to God. Husbands, you're called to be the type of husband that your wife wants to submit to by loving your wife. Nowhere does it say a wife is commanded to submit. She's expected to submit because of her love for God. And nowhere does it say that a husband can demand it. It must first come through his own example and through his own life. Look, after commanding wives to submit to their husbands, Paul turns around and talks to the husbands. Love your wives. And based on the text and the writings back then, this is totally out of line for that context, for life as it was back then. And Paul urges his husbands to love their wives because, honestly, back then, it was expected that men would rule and dominate and command their wives. And in any other Jewish literature, you'll rarely, if ever, see where men are exhorted to love their wives. Wives were property. That's just really the truth back then. But here we go. He commands that you must love your wife because it's the same way Christ loved the church. So let's dumb it down. I have only met a few women, and I believe two, if my memory serves me correctly, who say they would not submit to their husbands. Even if they were godly, I wouldn't. Well, this is the spirit of Jezebel, and yep, we're going to cover that in a couple weeks or in a couple days. But what these women are basically saying is, I ain't submitting to my hubby, to man, or to God. And regardless, women, here's the key. Tell your husbands you would love to submit to them as they grow in their ability to hear God and lead your family. And as his example to love her as Christ loved the church. And ladies, remember, Jesus did not always do the fun, sweet things for the church. And the church will actually go through some tough times currently and now as we see in the end times. So he's going to love you the way he loves the church. And you're supposed to submit to him, whether he's a Christian or not, as long as he's walking and living in line with Scripture. Let me make this as clear as possible. Women, if you are looking for a reason to not submit to your husbands, you'll always find one. But if you're looking for ways to grow in Christ and submit to God, which is the goal, your husband is the best way to do just that, all the while encouraging him to be more like Jesus. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.